Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God again from God's precious book. Good to be here this morning. Appreciate you taking time out to tune us in and hope we can be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to your soul, and especially to the shut-ins that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. I trust the program will be a special blessing to you today as God ministers His grace to you. Which He said was sufficient for every need, for every situation, for everything that you face. God's grace is there for you, and I appreciate that this morning. So it's good to be here on the broadcast again and try to bring to you the Word of God and help to be a blessing and a help to you today. We invite folks to church that's able to go, get out and be in the house of God. Love to have you come to church today. We're members here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We're kept by the Kevin Norton's a pastor. And love to have you come today. Sunday school at 10. Worship 10:45 and back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then 7 on Wednesday. And so we urge you to come and be with us in the services throughout the day. And I believe you'll receive a blessing if you will. And then especially if you're not saved, you're not a Christian. I don't know how many lost folks may be listening today, but if you are, then I urge you to go to the house of God, hear the gospel, because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sinners will say, well, I just can't live it, so I'm not going to do it. Well, you can't live it, but it's Christ that liveth in us. You'll never be able to sustain a Christian life until you get saved. And that's the difference, amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory, the sweet Holy Spirit that lives within, that gives us power every day to say yes to Jesus and no to this world, and because of our redeemed position. And so God's a good God. He takes care of us, and I appreciate that. So you go to church today, be in the house of God, and you'll receive something that'll benefit you in your life today. And then, of course, if you're a Christian, you're expected to be there. Jesus died for the church, gave himself for the church, and he fully expects us to go to the house of God. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Quit getting excuses. Just get up and go to the house of God today, and he'll bless you if you'll do that. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray that God would just bless in the service today. Father, as we come in your presence this morning, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us by your wonderful grace. Lord, making it of our life. And Lord, the privilege just to be a child of God, join our with Jesus. And thank you for that. And I pray you bless every need this morning in Radio Land. God, every heart needs help today. I pray you'd touch their lives and their hearts, those that are shut in. Now, Lord, love to be in your house. Would be if they could. I pray your blessings upon them this morning. Lord, touch the sinner. Bring conviction where it's needed. And that backslider, Lord, that's away from you, drifted away, got out of church, away from God, unconcerned about the things of God, caught up in this world and all of its situation. I pray you'd trouble their hearts today. This might be the day they'll come and surrender their heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way now, Father. Use the broadcast for your glory. Thank you for this open door. And I pray you'd use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you as we go to the songs today. All right. Joy to be here this morning. Thank God for you and hope this will be a real blessing to you as they sing.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
To you this morning. We have another song now before we get into the Word of God, going back to Romans chapter 1. I know this is Father's Day, and I appreciate my father. I appreciate my dad. That was such a blessing in my life, and took me to the house of God. He wasn't perfect, but he is saved, and I appreciate that heritage and legacy that he left behind that helped me establish my life and my heart today. So I trust that you'll go to see your dad today if you can. If you can't, do something to recognize and honor him. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the earth. And so you do that today. It's a good day to do that. You listen to the next song now as he sang. Hope it'll be a blessing.
How sweet is the message that Jesus sings. I'll share it as long as I breathe. Still fresh in my mind, grows sweeter with time. This message with you I now live. I was a sinner, lost and alone, when Jesus came to me and made me his own. He paid with his life, I was born with that price, and now to him I belong. Do you hear it today? We trust him with faith, this message that Jesus sent. Get over God. us live with faith this message that Jesus saved.
Amen. All right. Hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. Hope that was a blessing out of your heart today. Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to preach for a few weeks on the marks of apostasy, things that's taking place in our world today, and it's getting worse by the minute. And Paul here writing to the church at Rome, and he's identifying, of course, who he is and what God called him for. And thank God for these great men of God that went before us and preached the Word of God, wrote down the Scriptures, and God preserved it for us through the Holy Spirit, and we have it today to help us through the things that we're facing today. Now, God knows what the future is. He knows everything, what's taking place today. He knows about everything in the world, and He's aware of it. He's not caught by surprise. He knows exactly. It's right on His timetable. He knew and He knows what's going to take place in the future. Brother, God's right there for His children. We're the finite ones. We're the ones that He helps every day. We can't help God along. God helps us, and we belong to Him, and we're dependent upon Him. And I thank God for that today. But Romans chapter 1, we're going to continue into chapter 1 here, and just building up to what the Lord is trying to tell them through the gospel as it was written by Paul to the church at Rome, sending them some things that they needed to know because of the future that they had to face and the things that was going to take place. And we know even as it's taking place today, it's not over until the Lord comes. And it's going to be waves of apostasy getting worse and worse until the Lord comes back. But in the midst of it all, God's got His church. He's got redeemed folk, saved folk that are living for Him, that's got a purpose in their life as a child of God. And certainly He's helping us through the Scripture today. The Bible said in verse 9, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God, I do come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am now ready to preach a gospel to you that be at Rome also." And he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, Paul here is getting them ready to reveal in the last part of this chapter the things that they're going to have to face. And, of course, we make mention of it and dwelt on the fact that Redeemer's got to be established in our lives. We've got to know who the Redeemer is. And also our position is established in the Lord. There in chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, our position is established. We're the called of God. We've been saved by God's grace. We've been put in a place in a sinful world to bear witness of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a light to those that's around us today. Jesus made it very clear when He told His disciples. He said, "When I was in the world, I was the light of the world. But now ye are the lights of the world." And that's been established ever since Jesus went back to the Father there in the book of Acts, when He ascended back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 to indwell every child of God that's saved by God's grace. And when you get saved, when you get born again, the Holy Spirit takes residence up in your life and in your heart and leads you and teaches you in your daily living. And no excuse for anybody today to walk out of the will of God. No excuse for that, because living within us, there's a means by which we can live for the Lord the rest of our life and live above reproach. I didn't say above sin. Nobody can do that until we get our new body, because we're dealing with the flesh every day. But we live above reproach, and we serve God, and we love God, and that we live for Him. And so he's getting them ready to reveal to them what they're going to face, a real shock out of the things that is going to take place in this world. And, of course, we're seeing that today. But he's talking to them and establishing their position in the Lord. You better know you're saved. You better know you're born again. You better know your Redeemer liveth. And to face the things we're going to face today, there's got to be something established in our lives, in our hearts and lives today. So he talks about that. And then he comes down to verses 8. The Bible tells us here, he's thanking God for them, thanking God for the church there, the church at Rome. That's who he's writing to. He's talking to redeemed folk. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. He said, for you all, everybody, I thank God for you. And so your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. He said, you left a legacy of faith, because you believed God, you believed Him. You proved it, first of all, when you believed Him on His Son, the Lord Jesus, and you got saved by God's grace. That's the first identifying mark of a child of God, is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you got saved by His grace. And so your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world, because it's based upon the right person, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He identifies, of course, the Son of God many places during His writings here as the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And so he said, and he identifies, Paul talked about this here and verses 7 and 8. And then he said, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Now Paul identifies himself, what he's doing, and he said, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. He said, I'm serving my God. I'm the same one that bears witness of what I'm doing and whom I'm serving. And so he said, I thank God for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing. And so Paul said, I'm praying for you. I make mention of you always in my prayers. And so he's establishing not only that they have their Redeemer established and their position established in the Lord, but also to realize there's somebody backing them up. And that Paul is one of them that was backing them up, because the founder of these churches, Paul, naturally had compassion for them and had a love for them and responsibility to them, and said, I'm praying for you. There in verses 9, without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. So the prayerfulness of a saint of God, the prayerfulness of the Apostle Paul over these saints of God at Rome. So he's praying for them. And brother, I'm going to tell you, if we face apostasy today in this world today, we've got to pray one for another. I pray that God would strengthen us and make us strong in the Lord and give us grace every day to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said, I make mention of you always in my prayers. It wasn't an occasional thing, but he said, every time I pray, always in my prayers, I make mention of you. And he prayed for them. And so we need to pray one for another and to face the things. He said, making requests, if by any means, now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Now Paul recognized the fact that if he come to them, it would have to be in the will of God. Now, a lot of things we desire to do in the flesh. There's a lot of preachers that desire to do a lot of things. But is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? That's not how big a package we get. But, brother, it's whether we're in the will of God or not. And that's exactly what's needed. And the Christian realm today, the men of God do know the will of God. And so he said, if I come, I want to have a prosperous journey by the will of God, to come unto you. So come to where you are. He wasn't concerned about the payday. He wasn't concerned about the package or the benefits and the fringe benefit, all that. That wasn't his concern. His concern was he in the will of God. Now, when your will of God, God always, some way, he will supply the needs of a child of God. Always has, always will. God should supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And so he takes care of his children. So listen, and he's talking about, now Paul had a thankfulness for them. He thanked God for them. He thanked God for them. And every time that he prayed, he thanked the Lord for them. That was a part of his ministry and a part of his work. And of course, their faith had been heard throughout the whole world. And their faith that they put in their Lord and that left a legacy behind that their children could remember. What does the children remember about your faith? What does you remember how you live and how you trust God and how God provides for you? What kind of a legacy are you leaving behind for those children today as a child of God? And so he's talking about that thankfulness and there his prayerfulness, of course. Why did Paul do this? What was his purpose in this? Well, in verse 11, that Paul said, I long to see you. Oh, Paul said, I long to see you. And that Paul got up every day longing to see those folks that was at Rome. He longed to see them. You'd want to be around somebody that their faith was spoken of through the whole world. And you'd want to be around them. Boy, there's some benefits to being around somebody that's got faith in God, that's believing God, living their life, and have their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Paul said, I've got something I want to give you. Amen. A spiritual gift. It wasn't how what Paul was bringing to them in monetary value, but what the spiritual gift was. And you know where that's where the value is today that we impart to other folks around us? It's a spiritual gift. And imparting unto them, that's what Paul was desiring to do, a spiritual gift. And to the end, that they may be established. He said, I want you to be sound in the faith and established in the faith and impart unto you some spiritual gift. Now, what God gave Paul, he wanted to give others. Amen. What gift he had, he wanted to impart unto others and to exercise thereby his faith and show what the Lord had done for him and impart unto them a spiritual gift. God does that for us through his men today and through the servants of God that's all around us. So there was a Paul, his purpose in coming there. His purpose in coming there was to establish a spiritual gift that they may be established there in the faith and so that you might be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, there's the common quality of a relationship was between Paul and the people of God there at Rome. He said that I might be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. And so the faith, it was imparted to Paul, imparted to them by the Lord. There's a mutual faith. There's an agreeing faith. There's a lovely fellowship that they had with each other because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he was comforted by that. And that you may be established. And that is, I may be comforted together with you by that mutual faith and both of you and me. And so listen, there's a mutual faith. Believing together the Lord. Believing God together. Having your faith in the Lord and his purpose and his saving grace. And I live for him every day. There's a purpose and brother, in our faith that we might impart unto others and have a mutual fellowship with those that's got like-minded faith in the Lord. Oh, there's a lot of things going on today in the religious realms of this world, but brother, there's got to be an agreement. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And we've got a mutual mutual faith that's agreeing together about the basic things of the Word of God. And of course, there's a mutual faith that can be enjoyed by the saints of God. Who can't enjoy a good time of fellowship with one of God's children? The faith that they've had in the Lord and bring into remembrance how God has blessed the life of those that are saved and have the fellowship of telling the experiences of what the Lord has done and what God is doing in your life and how that mutual faith, amen, brother, agreeing together in the things of God. So Paul, brother, had a purpose in his, to impart unto them a spiritual gift. And so there's a may be comfort together with you by that mutual faith. Verse 13, now I would have not have you to be ignorant, brethren, that all times I purpose to come unto you that was let hitherto, and that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Paul said, I want to have some fruit among you. I want to impart into you something that will benefit your life as a child of God. Paul, that's where we ought to be today as children of God. Are we imparting some spiritual gift, imparting some wisdom and a faith that we've experienced unto others and fellowshipping with them that it might benefit them as they walk with God? That's ought to be, and that's what Paul's desire was, that I purposed to come unto you, but it was let hitherto. Well, he wanted to come, but it wasn't the will of God that he come at that time. And that's where he's talking about, by the will of God to come unto you. And that was his desire, brother. That's where we ought to be as children of God, brother, is in the will of God. Are we where that God wants us to be? Are we in the place that God wants us to be? If you're there, you know it. Amen. And brother, God will use you in that place and that you might impart it to others something that will help them in their Christian walk. And so Paul was imparting unto him his readiness here. He said, I'm ready to preach a gospel unto you that are at Rome also. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's what created that faith in his life, was the gospel of Christ. Amen, brother. God's got a purpose in the preaching of the gospel, and the church has got a purpose in this world today, and to teach and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, baptizing folks in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, and brother, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever you commanded them. There's a purpose, brother, in the will of God in your life today. And let God use you for his glory and for his honor this morning. Well, so Paul is getting them ready, and my friend, to face the things. What they got to lean upon is going to be the gospel of Christ, the gospel of God, and not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. That's why we got saved, because of the power that's in the gospel of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we go and face the world that we're going to have to face today. When you walk out of those doors every morning, and brother, you're facing a world that's rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and caught up in their own thing. And what we need today is some saints of God walking in the will of God in your life today. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at this same time.